Now, back to Eye on Travel.
43 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Hard Rock Hotel here in San Diego, California. You can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. And we've got lots of people who are asking questions today, a lot of them involving passports. But you know what that means to me? You're thinking about travel again. It's a new year. You want to get going? So let's go to one of the emails right here from Martin, who says, I need to renew my passport. All of my passport photos have been of me relatively clean shaven. This sounds like a pandemic issue, right? A soul patch or short goatee. I now have a longer beard. However, I don't know how long I'll keep it. And of course, you know what the question's going to be. What's going to be acceptable as a passport photo? Is it wiser to shave it, he asks, for the passport photo and then start to grow it back when traveling, or to have the photo with a beard and travel while clean shaven? I love this question. Here's the question. When do you want to travel? Or more appropriately, how long do you want to keep the beard? There's a certain consistency that would be helpful. I've had a beard since I'm 17. When I was 17, it was a pretty pathetic beard. But the point is, I wouldn't even know what I look like clean shaven. And my passport photo reflects that. So your consideration here is simply this, Martin. Figure out when you're going to travel. And also, if you want, have some photos of you. What does your driver's license look like? Does your driver's license photo show you clean-shaven or with a beard? That's the key. If it shows you clean-shaven, then maybe that's the way you want to go. They may ask for a second form of ID, right? And that would be my advice. Now, let's get on the phones and go to Long Beach. I got Catherine on the phone. Long Beach, California. Hello, Catherine. How can I help you?
Hi, Peter. I am going to Ireland this August, and I'm looking to purchase my tickets this month, my airline tickets, since it's high season. But I need to renew my passport because it expires in February of this year. So do I need to wait to purchase my tickets until after I get the new passport?
No, not at all. Look, nobody's going to ask you to show a passport to buy the ticket. They're only going to ask you to show the passport when you get to the gate to get on the plane. So the thing you should do is two things. One, I'll give you the good news. The good news is that last year it was a disaster at the U.S. passport offices, all 26 of them, because they sent all their people home, and you physically cannot process a passport working from home. So the backlog became like 1.7 million passports, either new or renewal applications, and it was taking between 7 and 8 months to get a new passport, which is, of course, by anybody's standards, unacceptable. Now, the people are back at work, and they've really shaved a lot of time off those backlogs. I've had some of our listeners get passports within 3 weeks. That's really the exception, but it's nice to hear that. I would count on 2.5 months. So if you're going to go to Ireland, go apply for that passport now. But that doesn't stop you from buying your ticket now, because you and I both know that buying a ticket now, you're probably going to get a cheaper airfare for the time you want to go than to wait. Because as we get closer and closer to the summer months, those airline algorithms that they use to project demand or set prices are going to kick in, and they will not be beneficial to you. Does that help you?
Thank you so very much. It absolutely does. I appreciate it.
Great, and have a great trip.
I will. Thank you.
You got it. A few more words on passports while I'm at it, and that is this. When you're applying for a passport, you need to know this. There are two kinds of passports, one that's got about 24 pages and one that has about 54 pages. And then it doesn't cost you any more to get the bigger passport. Order the 54-page book, and I'll tell you why. Passports are good for 10 years. But in the old days, if you ran out of pages within your first, you know, inside that 10-year period, you could go to any U.S. consulate or passport office, and they'd actually staple in or paste in or glue in a whole new set of pages. So some people had some pretty fat passports. The U.S. State Department has stopped doing that. So if you literally run out of pages, even though you may have 6 more years left of validity on your passport, you're going to have to go get a new passport. So protect yourself. Think positively. You're going to be doing more traveling, get the bigger passport. But for another reason as well. There are some countries that if you don't have at least 2 free pages in your passport with no stamps or markings in them, they won't even let you in. One of the biggest defenders of that one is South Africa. And then last but not least, for those of you hearing me right now, even if you have a valid passport, if it has less than 6 months of validity left, there are a whole host of countries that will not let you in. So now's the time. Do not wait. It's still not a big pressing time right now in February. Coming up, get your passports renewed now. Right? Don't wait. Ask for the 54-pager, and you'll be in good shape, and then you'll be prepared to go. And last but not least, you can even get two passports. That's right. It's legal to have them, and I'll talk about that in a future show. But bottom line is, the word later comes out of your vocabulary when it comes to either applying for or renewing a passport. And I hope you believe me on that. All right? When we come back, more from the Hard Rock right here in San Diego as Eye on Travel continues right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.